ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music, and more.
Hi, it's Sam Hawley here. Today, an interview from our ABC colleagues on one of the stories making news. I'll be back on Wednesday with all new episodes of ABC News Daily.
Hello, I'm Sydney Peed, coming to you from Gadigal Land, Sydney, with the news on ABC News Daily. The former Prime Minister, Kevin Rudd, will finish up his posting as Australia's ambassador to the United States a year earlier than expected. The Prime Minister, Anthony Albanese, made the announcement this morning, praising Mr. Rudd's tenure in Washington.
On behalf of our nation, we thank Kevin for his service to Australia and for taking forward Australia's interests with our closest security ally.
Kevin Rudd was due to serve as ambassador until 2027, but instead will leave at the end of March to lead the Asia Society think tank.
Yes, it was entirely Kevin Rudd's decision. I met with Kevin a while ago. This opportunity was there for Kevin. He is finishing up a year early, but he has served for 3 years.
During his tenure, Kevin Rudd played a key role in locking in US support for the AUKUS Defence Pact, clinching a $3 billion critical minerals deal, and the return of US WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange to Australia. But his position was also a point of tension between Canberra and Washington. Mr. Rudd was forced to delete historical tweets describing President Donald Trump as a village idiot and a traitor to the West. Those posts led to an awkward moment between the PM, the ambassador, and the president at the signing of the critical minerals deal last October.
Did an ambassador say something bad?
His position, Mr. President.
I don't like you either. I don't, and I probably never will.
Today, former ambassador to the United States, Arthur Sinodinos, on how Mr. Rudd has navigated the challenges of the role. But first, director of the ANU Australian Studies Institute, Mark Kenny, on whether Mr. Rudd's past commentary about the US president made his position untenable. He's speaking with ABC News Radio's Laura Chilingirian.
Now, the Prime Minister thanked Dr. Rudd for taking forward Australia's interests with America, saying he'd developed strong relations across the board, including in Congress and among Republican and Democratic circles. Was his time in the role a success?
I think you'd have to say that it was a success. There was a little bit of friction and we can probably come to that. But it is interesting to note that this is a pretty uncommon kind of career path to go from being Prime Minister of a country to then being its ambassador, certainly in Australian terms. I'm not sure it's happened before. So in that sense, you couldn't have got a more senior person to put in the role and thus emphasise Australia's priority of a relationship with the US. In that sense, the messaging was very, very strong. But of course, there was some baggage as well. As I say, we can come to that. But I think in general terms, if you look at the things that he can put on his sort of done list for critical minerals, he achieved a relationship that was able to mitigate the, you know, the terrible tariffs that Trump imposed around the world. So we ended up with, really the lowest tariffs that were on offer. There's, of course, AUKUS and also the Julian Assange release, which America was, so critical in terms of, that them trying to extradite him to the US to face charges like. So, there's some pretty serious things that were in the Australian interest, and Kevin Rudd can, I think, be well satisfied about that.
Well, yeah, they were the positives. He did have some issues, though, with the US president, particularly in regards to comments he made before he was the ambassador. How much of this decision do you think can be attributed to Rudd's criticism of Trump before he was elected and the need for a more agreeable player, perhaps, in this role with this kind of president?
I think that if Kevin Rudd was prepared to serve out his term, Anthony Albanese was happy to keep him in that role. I know there'd been a lot of commentary around this, and that had, some sort of frothing about whether he was suitable. To me, it always felt like there was always a degree of lid-doffing and sort of subservience in some of the commentary on this, as if offending the great man, you know, the US president was, was a no-go and we should do better. But really, if you look at Trump's own administration, he's got a lot of people in there, including the Vice President Vance, the State Secretary, Secretary of State Rubio. These people have both said very strong critical things about Donald Trump in the time before they were appointed. So Trump was no orphan in that regard. And, you know, we saw that moment that occurred last year. And, you know, that was vaguely uncomfortable, I suppose. But I think really it showed that there wasn't much substance in these claims that, Kevin Rudd's past view of Donald Trump had somehow materially damaged the bilateral relationship. On the contrary, the relationship looked stronger than ever.
That was Mark Kenny, director of the ANU Australian Studies Institute, talking with ABC News Radio's Laura Chilingirian. Arthur Sinodinos is Australia's former ambassador to the US. He's speaking with ABC News Channel's Ros Childs.
Well, I think he's worked very hard. He's always been a hard worker. And I think for me, there are a couple of things that stand out. Helping to pilot AUKUS legislation through the US Congress was important after we finalised AUKUS during my term there. I think also the Critical Minerals Compact, getting some actionable outcomes on that was very important. Displaying the size of the Australian capital pool in the US, the super funds and others, is something that I think Kevin was deciduous in supporting and cultivating, and I think that's important in showing the US the economic might we bring to this table, not just on trade, but also on investment. So I think, you know, he can look back on a productive and very busy 3 years. Interesting that he's going back to the Asia Society to pursue his passion of talking about the US-China relationship and its impact, of course, on the rest of the world.
He worked under two administrations. How important are relationships in that ambassador role?
Well, I mean, it is all about relationships at all levels. You are the representative of your country 24/7 in the US. You represent to the administration, the Congress, to the American people. And it's about being the custodian of the relationship during that period and being able to articulate why the relationship remains important, even through the political ups and downs in each country.
How did he overcome then the difficulties that he did have with the Trump administration? He called Trump a village idiot and the most destructive president in history. He had to overcome them. Do you think he did it well?
I think we Australians obsessed about this more than I suspect the administration did. But it was good that Kevin got the opportunity to apologise for those remarks when he was at the White House for the meeting between Prime Minister Albanese and President Trump. And just, I think that helped to clear the air.
As I mentioned, he worked under two administrations, but you were actually ambassador when the first inklings of AUKUS came to light, and you served slightly under Trump as well. How difficult is it working with a president like that?
Well, I think every president is different. They have different operating models. This one has a very distinctive operating model. You've just got to understand what are the buttons to push in order to get things done. And that's what any diplomat, including Kevin Rudd, myself or others, have got to learn along the way. What are the particular things that excite or interest a president, and therefore the ones that you can put before them that are of mutual benefit to Australia and the US?
As you mentioned, he's going to the Asia Society. China, relations with China has been a passion of his. What sort of direction do you think he'll take on that with the United States?
Well, I think he will be an interpreter of the Chinese, of their motives, of their methods, of how they operate, of how they think. He's written a book on Xi, which is an insightful account of his view of the thinking of Xi Jinping. So I think he will continue to play that role of being someone that's consulted by people in government, not just in the US and elsewhere. And I think he wants to play a constructive role in the sense of wanting to promote ways for the US and China to understand each other. And that's something we all want. We want those two superpowers to understand each other as well as they can, to avoid miscalculation and misadventure.
Were you surprised that the Prime Minister hasn't immediately announced a replacement?
It would have been desirable precisely to stop all the speculation now about why he hasn't and who that might be. It suggests that the way this has been done, that this was very much a personal decision of Kevin's to go as opposed to the government asking him to go. And so I suspect it's possible, and I'm only speculating here, that it may have caught the government a little bit on the hop as well. But look, this is a very high-level appointment. Normally it's a political appointee, and normally it comes from the government of the day. We'll wait and see, of the same political persuasion as the government of the day. We'll wait and see what the government has in store.
Go on, throw some names at me. Who would your money be on?
Well, look, I mean, there are people like Dreyfus, the former Attorney General, Mark Dreyfus, who's a possibility because he's no longer got a ministerial role. There are former Labor people like Stephen Conroy, Joel Fitzgibbon. But I think, you know, it will be a political person. I don't think it'll be a public servant or a business type, even though, you know, the relationship these days is very as much about business as it is about security. But most business types don't like the idea of being tied down, being an ambassador.
Arthur Sinodinos is Australia's former ambassador to the US. He was speaking with ABC News Channel's Roz Childs. We also heard from the director of the ANU Australian Studies Institute, Mark Kenny. He was speaking with ABC News Radio's Laura Chilingirian. I'm Sydney Peed. Thanks for joining me over the last week for the news. Sam Hawley will be back tomorrow morning with a brand new episode of ABC News Daily. Thanks for listening.